man. I come back up like that and says, whoa, this is almost getting dizzy. I can almost get dizzy here. Hallelujah. I get drunk like. If you love the Lord, say praise God.
Praise God.
Glory to God. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. Lifted that weight off of me. Lifted that weight off of me. And put my eyes on Him. And now, the things that are of this world, they don't mean anything more to me. I don't care about it anymore. Take it away or leave it. But I'll tell you what does mean something to me. Following Jesus Christ and receiving of all the things He has. I don't want to miss out on one of them. One of them. And I'll tell you what. I have decided in all the meetings, from here on out, there I know the Lord has showed me that He'll have angels at every meeting bearing gifts. And I'm going to tell you what. I want you to hear my words. Dana, angel walking out of here with a gift in his hand. Because if you don't take it, I will. If you don't take it, I'll take it. Whatever you don't want, I'll be glad to take. I'll be glad to take. Because I want it all. I want all that Jesus has. I want all that He has. I want to have everything that Jesus has. And I can have it. I can have it. And so can you. And so can you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The terrors of hell. They keep their eyes on the earth and on all the things therein. And they desire the things of the world. And they live for it, and they work for it, and they strive for it, and they do anything for it, and they say anything for it, and they won't give it anything up. Oh, some of them will claim to believe in God, because you see, tares look a lot like wheat, but you know them by the fruit, because the fruit of God looks up and is golden in color, but the fruit of the tare looks down and is blackish in color, dark black green. Hallelujah. But you know what? Some of you are wheat that have been bent for a long time. And I want you to know, if you'll but believe Jesus, if you'll but believe the gospel, you can break that bondage. You can break that bondage and be loosed from the pains of hell and brought into the kingdom of God. You can be loosed. All it takes is asking. All it takes is asking. Amen, amen, amen. But as long as you are holding on to this, you'll never get that. You gotta turn this loose. You gotta turn it loose. You gotta turn it loose. Cut it loose. Cut it loose. Some, God will say, leave all and follow Him. Some, God will say, sell all that you have and follow me. And others will say, be as though you have nothing and serve me. He won't say to all to sell everything you have and follow him. Some, he'll say, be as though you have nothing and serve me. But others, he'll say, sell all you have and follow me. I'm one of those, the Lord has said, give it all up. Give it all up and follow Him. And I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it because the yoke is off. The yoke is off and I'm no longer chained to this ground. The yoke has come off and I am chained to my King Jesus. I got a chain around me and it says I belong to Him. I belong to Him now. Hallelujah. Praise God. I used to be an old junk yard dog. I used to be an old mongrel dog, and Satan caught me and put me in a cage and told me I was going to be terminated for good. But old Lord come by, and he took pity on that old ugly dog and said, I want him for myself. He's going to be my sheep dog. I'm going to have him go out there and round up sheep for me. And if they get out of line, he's going to bite them. He's going to bite them. And he'll bark them right back where they belong. Hallelujah. Bark them. And if he can't change their mind by telling them the truth, he'll just bug the fire out of them until they just get tired of hearing it and go and take the truth. Amen. But he's going to do it. So I'm chained to the Lord. And I got a house that I'm going to live in. It's a great house. He's already built it. Got my name on it. And when I leave this house, I'm going to that house. This house will die. This house will have pain. This house will have problems. But the house that I'm going to will never perish, and it'll never have pain, and it'll never have problems. It's an eternal house. It's just like New Jerusalem in that it'll live forever. It'll be forever. Everything that's of this earth must perish, but everything that is of God will remain. Everything of the earth will perish, but everything that is of God will remain. I want to remain. I do not want to perish. I want to remain. The yoke is off. When you look around the world today, you can tell those who are tares and those who are wheat. The wheat is golden. Golden, the color of royalty and purity, looking up at the sun. And the tares are black, the color of deceit and lying. And they look down at the world. But, glory to God, there are some saints out there that don't even know they're saints yet. They're saints of God that Satan has put a bondage on them and tried to masquerade them as tares. He even painted some of them black to look like tares. But in their heart, they say, I believe in God. In their heart, they say, I believe in God. I believe in Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord God, help my unbelief. Lord, I believe, but help thou my unbelief. And those are the ones that the Lord says, just look to me. Call my name. I will break that bondage, and I will lift you up, and I will let you be one of my select, chosen seed. Amen. 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 Give the Lord a clap. Hallelujah. I've been praying. The Lord, pour the oil out. Last week down in Northfield Falls, the Lord had me pour the oil of the anointing out to start going forth. But then the Lord began to show me He's got to have ministers. He's got to have ministers that'll carry that anointing and go forth. And some will go right away, and some will follow later. Some will go right away, and some will follow later. Some will grow up now, and some will be growing up. But He's going to bring them in. And I prayed and prayed, Lord, let that oil flow. And He said He would. And tonight, I prayed today, Lord, let it flow tonight. I'll let it flow tonight. I don't want it to flow Saturday. I don't want it to flow Friday. I don't want it to flow Thursday. I want it to flow tonight. Then we can enjoy it Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Praise
God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It's like salvation. Why put off tomorrow what you can have today? There may not be a tomorrow, but there is a today. Praise be to God. Praise be to God. I got to thinking, Lord, how would I feel if I held it off Friday, held it off Saturday, held it off Sunday, held it off Monday, and some of you weren't here and died or something? and never got it. Be like salvation. There is a today. There is always a today. But there's not always a tomorrow. There's not always a tomorrow. Now, you young children don't understand this yet. You don't understand it, but the older you get, the more you begin to understand. Every day is a gift from God. Every day. Every day. Every time you go to sleep, and every time you wake up in the morning, it's a gift from God. He has given you a gift. What are you going to do with that gift? Are you going to spend it wisely? Or are you going to spend it foolishly? Are you going to spend it in service of Him? Or are you going to spend it in service of yourself? Many children in this country today and around the world, they never get to grow up. They never get to grow up because Satan comes and takes their life and snuffs it out on them. And there's not a one of those children that believed that they were going to die. There's not a one of those children that believed that Satan would take their life from them. But he took it anyway. He took it anyway. Every day is a gift. Every day is a gift. And I'm not going to waste my gift. The gift of the day of life, every day, to serve Him. I have wasted a lifetime of gifts. I have foolishly taken God's blessings and foolishly taken His gifts in my past and wasted them and squandered them on nothing. On junk. But glory to God. From this day forward, I will spend them wisely. I will invest them in the kingdom that He has reserved for Himself and His people. Amen. Amen. If you love the Lord, say, praise God.
Praise God!
So I'm asking the Lord, let that oil flow tonight for your ministers. Ricky Baldwin, get over here. You've been with me for a while now, ministering with me by my side. The Lord, anoint him with your oil as never before. Let it bless him. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. Lord, completely heal him and deliver him and prepare him for your work in your kingdom in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Steve, get over here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. You haven't been around long, but I'll tell you what, you've been around strong. Hallelujah. You haven't been around long, but you've been around strong. Amen. Now I'm going to have to get up here because you're a little taller than I am. Lord, just anoint him for your ministry. And let it bless him in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Every ounce of hesitation and fear and indecision gone in the name of Jesus. Filled with the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
The power. And might to serve the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Brother Warren, get over here. 17 years you've been around this ministry. 17 years Satan's had your head right down between your knees looking at the world. You've been a wheat of God destined to look at the sun. And Satan, all he's had is you looking at the earth just like me. Well, praise God, tonight you're going to be free. You thought you were free Monday night? Well, hallelujah in the name of Jesus.
Praise be to God. Give the Lord a cheer. Glorify the name of Jesus. Magnify the name of Jesus. Magnify the name of Jesus. Praise God. Let all know that the Lord God Jehovah Jesus is here tonight. He is here tonight. And He is ministering. And He is working a work. He is preparing His people. He is giving them power. He is giving them the Spirit of God. He is anointing them. He is preparing them to go out. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We're having revival tonight. We're having revival. The town's going to think we're crazy. And I don't care. We're having revival. We're praising the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Work on them, Lord. Work on them, Lord. Work on them, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Children of God are mighty men of warriors. They're men of valiors. Valor. 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 That's the word. Praise be to God. I don't know whether to talk in English or in tongues. It's kind of getting mixed up. But the men of God are mighty men of valor. And they are full of power. And they are full of faith. And they go forth in power and in faith. Amen.
Amen.
And nothing will fold them back. And nothing will drag them down. Because they get rid of the things of this world. They put it aside and they look forward at the battle and they get excited and they say, I'm going to go forth and conquer. I'm conquering for my king. The man who goes forth in battle and the man who goes forth in war and he's concerned about the things behind is the man that will fall in that battlefield. He's the one that will fall in that battlefield. But the man that goes forward with his all of his attention on the fight ahead, and on the battle ahead, He is the one that will prevail. He is the one that will go forth. He is the one that will conquer. And I want to tell you what. God is raising up a people that will cut the path from behind them. He'll cut the path behind them. He'll take the path down. He'll get rid of the path. He's going to get rid of it. And He's going to fill them up. And they're going to look forward at Him. And they're going to go forward. And they're going to go in power and in might. Get over here, boy. Praise God. Hallelujah. You guys get up. Praise God. Give him a hand up. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a cheer. Hallelujah.
Praise Jesus.
All the yoke off. All of it off. All of it off. All of it off. All of it off. Going forward. Going forward. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Going to praise Him. Going to worship Him. Going to serve Him. Going to conquer in His name. Amen. Now you get some of that oil. Get that oil. Alright. See, Jesus had a real good idea. He knew that in the man's body, He could only do so much. So He got 12 others. And He anointed them. Then He could do 12 times as much. Actually, 13 because He made the 13th. Amen. All right. Now, when He died and was resurrected, He put His Spirit in a bunch of men. And He said, now you go off and do this stuff. So you see, now I did three people. Boom, boom, boom. Praise God. Now there's four of us. Amen. Now we do four. Each. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise be to God. Now we can do more people. Alright, now here's what it is. Today God has opened His warehouse. His warehouse is open. Everything's bought and paid for. Every gift God has is bought and paid for. I said every gift is bought and paid for. The gift of salvation, the gift of healing, the gift of the Holy Ghost, the gift of tongues, the gift of deliverance, discernment, every gift God has.
Hallelujah.
And now, the store is open. And all you got to do is come in with your shopping cart. That's all you got to do is come in with your shopping cart. And there are no checkout counters. There is no checkout counter. No one's going to stand at the door and see what you've got and try to make you pay for it. No checkout counters. It's paid for. God already paid for it. All you got to do is take it. You can't even steal it. It's free. Amen. So if you like to steal, you just might as well sit there because you ain't going to get it by stealing it. It's free. What do you think of that, Brother Warren?
Wow!
Oh, give the Lord a cheer. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. All right, let's see. Lord, who would you have us pick on? Scott, get yourself down here. Ricky, get yourself down here. Jeff, get yourself down here. Dick, get yourself over here. Praise be to God. Huh? Get out here. Hallelujah. All right, we got 1, 2, 3, 4. Amen? All right. Let's line up across here. Let's line up across here. I've never done this before now. I've never done it this way. This is a new way. I'm just doing as the Lord shows me. All right. Now, see, I take the oil. I'm going to douse him. Now, remember, this oil's got to last. So don't get carried away, guys. Amen. Like the old Bro Cream commercial, a little dabble, do you? Remember, the oil here is just symbolic of the Holy Spirit. So let's not get carried away, okay? Hallelujah. Praise God. Lord, anoint this man for your ministry in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And deliver him in the name of Jesus. I said deliver it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Fill him up, Lord. Fill him up, Lord. Take out that old doubt and disbelief. Take out that old doubt and disbelief. Fill him up. Fill him up. Fill him up. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Temper go. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Pray for him. Hallelujah. Praise God. Get out of here. Praise the Lord. All right. All right. Ann, come over here. Robin, come over here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You ready? You ready to cut the past? You ready to cut loose all that garbage? Huh? You ready to get all that good stuff? Huh? You ready to rejoice with me and in the Lord? Huh? Hallelujah! 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 Thank you, Lord. Oh, get it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bill, take care of Carrie's baby. Carrie, come over here. I'll tell you what, the gift giver is here. King Jesus is here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You ready for that ministry? You ready for the ministry that God's given you? You ready to get rid of all that MS and all that other garbage? You ready to follow God with all your heart? Cut the path? In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, be healed. Deliver her, Lord, now. In the name of Jesus. Take it and get rid of it. Take and get rid of it. Pray for her, you girls. Hallelujah. Amanda, get down here. Hallelujah. You ready to serve the Lord? Amen. Cut the past. Amen. Cut it all. Amen. Put your eyes on Jesus. Be His servant. His handmaid. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Go ahead. Lord tells you to do something, do it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Paul, get some of your stuff over here. We're going to give you plenty of room, son. Just in case you decide to bounce. Hallelujah. You ready to walk in that anointing God's given you? You ready for God to increase you in all ways? In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Receive it, that anointing. Receive it. Receive it.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Deliverance. Deliverance. Salvation. All of that stuff. All of that stuff. Satan ain't going to lie to this kid. Satan, you're not going to lie to her. She ain't no tear. She's a wheat. She's a wheat. She can't be anything but a wheat because her daddy was a wheat. Hallelujah. And my Bible says every seed after its kind. In the name of Jesus. She is a wheat. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, you guys have been prayed for. You get over here on this side. All right. Oh, hallelujah. Praise be to God for having a falling out party tonight. Actually, it's not a falling out. It's a falling in. We're having a falling out of the world and a falling into the kingdom of God. A falling out from the world and a falling in to the kingdom of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Diane, get over here. Ladies, get over here. Move kind of a circle there. Diane, stand right there. Where's that oil at? You ready to cut it? You ready? All right, receive it. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Son, Satan's tried to get your eyes in all the things of this world, and he's tried to make you think they're great and they're glorious and everything else. But God's going to break that on you tonight. He's going to break it on you. He's going to show you where the real glory is. Where the real glory is. He's going to let you partake of it. You, God, our God, prophesied over you when you were yet a baby that you would be his prophet. Receive that anointing in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Cindy, get over here. Hallelujah. You ready to cut it? You want to cut it? You want to serve the Lord with all your heart? And just put your eyes on him. Have him open up your eyes to his kingdom. Amen. Who's got the oil? Oh, glory to God. Pour a little on her head there, son. Hallelujah. Receive that anointing to minister in the Lord in the name of Jesus. Now. Hallelujah. I said receive it. Receive it. Receive it. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. You see, there's a resistance in some of us. There's a resistance that's called fear. It's fear. But God can break that fear. He can break that fear. Hallelujah. Just got to want it. Did you break it? Huh? You all broken? You think you are? We'll find out about that. Praise God. Now he's broken. Hallelujah. If you love the Lord, say amen. Hallelujah. 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 I pack a wallet. My wallet comes from above. I said wallet, not wallet. Praise God. All right. The Lord is showing me now. Those that want everything God's got that has not been called up here, you can come get it. But it costs you cutting the past and cutting everything you've got and determining you're going to serve Jesus. You will receive as you receive. You just got to want it and accept it. Amen? All right, come up here. Ministers, I'm going to stand up here. You ministers, I want you to anoint them. And then lay your hands on them, pray on them. Not pray on them, but pray for them. P-R-A-Y. Not P-R-E-Y.